This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Globally, more than 292,000 people have died from COVID-19 as several countries have begun easing measures to contain the coronavirus. The slow reopening comes despite possible upsurges and warnings of a second outbreak. Germany's interior minister said Wednesday the country wants to end some COVID-19 checks at land borders soon. Interior Minister Horst Seehofer telling reporters the goal is to open up borders with France, Luxembourg, Switzerland, and Austria, and have free travel in Europe by mid-June. In Spain, two foreign ministry sources tell Reuters the country is planning to keep borders closed to foreign travelers until July. Spain, one of the country's hardest hit by COVID-19, is also learning of the preliminary results from a nationwide antibody study. The health ministry said results varied from region to region, but about 5% of the overall population has been affected by the coronavirus. The study that began in late April aims to test 90,000 people for the presence of antibodies to fight off the virus. And in England, the coronavirus lockdown tentatively was eased, with some people allowed to return to work. The worst hit country in Europe gradually lifting restrictions, as Prime Minister Boris Johnson described the process as a supremely difficult balancing act between public health and the economy. Reuters cited Tunisia's state agency saying the country will reduce the hours of its nightly curfew imposed to slow the spread. The curfew will now be in place from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. local time instead of 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. We have more stories for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. is urging the Afghan government and the Taliban insurgency to come together a day after deadly attacks in the country left at least 56 people dead. U.S. peace envoy for the country, Zalmay Khalilzad, stressed Wednesday that cooperation between the two Afghan adversaries is necessary to deal with the common enemy of terrorism. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed its local affiliate carried out the suicide bombing of the funeral for a police commander in eastern Nangarhar province. But no armed group took credit for Tuesday's bomb and gun assault on a maternity ward in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Mothers, babies, and nurses were left dead in the massacre. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as part of the secretary's one-day visit to Israel Wednesday. Ahead of the talks, both men said their conversation would focus on